Hi, I'm James Montemagno, developer evangelist at Xamarin. In this video, I'm going to show you how to leverage your C# and .NET skills to build native iOS, Android, and Windows apps in Visual Studio with Xamarin. First, I'm going to walk you through the entire Xamarin platform to build, test, and monitor your applications. And we'll see just how to build those iOS and Android apps in C# with Visual Studio and Xamarin. And then we'll take a look at some code sharing strategies, how to leverage 50, 60, 70% or more code sharing across all projects. And then we'll see how to get up and running right now today. And we're going to focus on the Xamarin platform. And this is where you are able to build those iOS and Android apps inside of Visual Studio. And the Xamarin approach to mobile development is really unique. It's about native with code sharing. We build a shared C# backend, all of our business logic, the core of our application, our models, our view models, our RESTful service calls, our SQLite databases, things common across all platforms. Then we build a native iOS, Android, and Windows user interface built into Visual Studio with our designers. And we take advantage of those great APIs on each platform, because Xamarin gives you 100% API coverage, and we add great C# features to those APIs as well, such as async await, Lambda, link support, delegates, things that we know and love. And of course, we design right inside of Visual Studio with our iOS and Android designers. Let's go ahead and take a look how we get started right now today. Here we are inside of Visual Studio. Now, I've already started my iOS and Android applications, but if you want to get started, simply say File, New Project. Now, I already have Xamarin installed, so once you do, you'll see brand new project templates for Android, for instance, here, or an iOS project template as well. There's iPad, iPhone, or a universal iOS application. Now, I have my storyboard here, which is an entire overview of my iOS application, and I've built out a little login screen. Of course, in my toolbox, I have every single native iOS control available to me. Now all I have to do is simply drag and drop a control right over to the screen. And of course, every single property is available to me in the property pane. So let's say I wanted to add a click handler. Well, I'll just double click here, and there's my touch-up inside, or click event, in iOS. Now at this point, I could come to my references and add any of the .NET libraries that I know and love, such as SystemNet, Service Model, Transactions, or Windows. Or I could come in and start typing against MonoTouch, which is all the iOS APIs as well. Let's say I have CloudKit Core Animation. Or of course, I could type simply something as console.WriteLine. Say hello world. So let's get starting on iOS, but let's take a look at Android. I have my Android project here as well. And Android is set up under resources. These are all of our drawables, layouts, and values. And inside of the layouts are what we call Android XML files. Again, this is an overview or a single page of my application. And our built-in designer enables you to flip through different themes of our application to get a real-time view, horizontal, portrait, different versions of Android. And of course, you get everything in your toolbox available to you as well. Now, what the designer is doing behind the hood is writing all of that Android XML, which is how Android natively handles layouts. So let's go ahead and see how we would set up a click handler here for our button. A double tap on the main activity, and an activity is a single page of our application. I go ahead and find our login and username and password fields, and I simply say plus equals and add my Lambda. Let's go ahead and run this application simply by hitting start. Now, this will package up our native Android application and start a debugging session right here on Android. Here we go. I've started the debug session. And what do you know? One-to-one, here's my login page. I'll simply tap login. And we'll see right in Visual Studio, I've hit my first breakpoint. And I can inspect any of the native controls or anything else that I have set up. And there we go. I've started my first Android and iOS application right inside of Visual Studio. So we just saw how to build our first iOS and Android application in Visual Studio, but what about code sharing? How do I build that common business logic out and share it across all my projects? Well, there's a few ways to do that. First and foremost is portable class libraries, and this is just brilliant. It enables you to build one assembly and target multiple platforms. We can see here I'm targeting Windows Store, Windows Phone, and Android and iOS. You get one assembly that you can reference, and then all of your code just works. It's really amazing. But it gets better with portable class libraries as well when you mix it with NuGet. This is a great repository of all of our favorite .NET libraries. Since Xamarin has full support, you can use all these as well, such as JSON.NET, HTTP client, and of course, Azure Mobile Services. Now, Microsoft introduced shared projects in Visual Studio 2013 Update 2, and of course, Xamarin has full support. And this is just drop-dead simple code sharing across all of your projects. So now let's see how we can build out that shared business logic backend and share it across all of our projects. So let's talk about code sharing, but first let's look at an application. This is the Xamarin Store application. Here you're able to browse t-shirts from both iOS and Android, and we can drill in here a little bit further and get details. We have the native look and feel of each platform, because they are native controls, with beautiful native animations as well. So once I've placed my order, I can go ahead through checkout. And this is how you can yourself can order your C# shirt that I'll show you later. Let's dive into the code to look at the code sharing inside of this application. Back in Visual Studio, we can see I have my Xamarin Store shared project. This is where all of my business logic, my data, my helpers, my models, my view models, and one great class here is our web service. This is going to call out to the Xamarin authentication service for our users to log in, pull down product lists, and preload all of our images as well. Now, once I have that set up, I simply add it as a reference to both my iOS and my Android applications. Then all of that code is simply shared and just runs on both Android and iOS. I can even then take it to a brand new platform, such as Windows Phone or Windows Store. And it's just that simple of getting up and started, building and sharing code across all of my platforms inside of Visual Studio. With Xamarin, we enable you to build, test, and monitor. And what we just saw was the build part with Xamarin, built into Visual Studio to build those native iOS, Android, and Windows applications. But when we talk about testing, it's all about the Xamarin Test Cloud. It enables you to build automated user interface scripts for your iOS and Android applications built with Xamarin or not. And then you can upload your test scripts to the Xamarin Test Cloud, and those will be run against hundreds of physical devices, enabling you to catch bugs and issues in your user interface before your users do. But what happens after you ship your application? Well, that's Xamarin Insights. For iOS, Android, and Windows, it enables you to track and get insights into your application, such as managed and native crashes that are occurring or warnings that you yourself track. You can even get device information or session information, such as page views, if you decide to track it. Most importantly with Xamarin, we're always up to date. We've been shipping same-day iOS support since iOS 5, so you never have to worry about not being able to take advantage of a new API. But it even gets better, because we also have support for all these great new emerging devices. Imagine now taking your C# code and sharing it against Google Glass, Fire Phone, or Fire TV, and even on your wrist with Android Wear. I encourage you to get started today and download Xamarin at xamarin.com. You can get all of the source code for that Xamarin Store application and order your free C# shirt when you go to xamarin.com/shirt. And thank you so much for watching.